from Northern California. It's the Penpals.buzz Prison Pen Pal Podcast. Hear real stories from real inmates who want to write to you. Now, here's your host, Big Steve.
It's Robert in Illinois. He's our number one fan. He's been leaving us texts and voicemails and email messages, and we want to get him on the phone here. Give him a call back. Surprise him.
Hello.
Hey, Robert.
What's going on?
Not too much, man. I'm calling here from the Prison Pen Pal Podcast. My name's Big Steve. I think you may know us.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited. Yes.
And I know you're at work. You're working at the nursing home there, but do you have time to talk with us this afternoon?
Yes, sir, man. I want to say thank you, too, for allowing me to be on your podcast and just share my experience with you. And first, I just want to say thank you, man, for everything that you're doing for everybody in the world. Even if some appreciative and some don't, man, you're making a huge impact and a huge difference in society right now. We're just giving people an open, free hand of not less judgment, you know, less judgment and more love, you know. So I'm just so proud of the man that you are. Every podcast I listen to and everything that you're doing, man, make a difference in other lives and make a difference in mine.
There's so much judgment out there in the world. I mean, you hook up, you know, anything on social media and it's just so much hatred toward almost everybody. Yes. And so we're just trying to, you know, slowly trying to change that trend. And, it, you know, just one person at a time and, you know. Everybody can make a difference if we all do our part, right?
Yes, sir. And I totally agree with that, man. And I just want to share my experience, man. I'm going to tell you the truth. I believe my experience has been very unique. And I want to thank God. And I want to thank the Pen Pal group, including yourself as well, because I believe there's a lot of Pen Pal groups out there and things like that. But yours is the best one. There's this going there. You can find someone. But you give us podcasts. You give us updates. And you're consistent. You know, you really communicate with your people. Like, I reached out a couple days ago and I'm already on a podcast to talk to you. So you made time for me, man. I wanted to say thank you so much.
So tell me, how'd you first start to think, I want to write to a prison pen pal? And then how did you find out about penpals.buzz?
I got a childhood friend. We've been friends since I was 14 years old. And he's going on 2 years that he's been incarcerated. And he ended up going to jail right now for murder. Okay. You know, so I got another childhood friend. Since I was 14 years old, I reached out to him as well. So I started being really pen pals with people that I grew up with, you know, friends wise. And so that was my first experience, was really getting a connection when I could really know somebody personally. And then just hearing them talk about how they wanted to be able to talk on the phone with different individuals, it made me give a sense of how someone else might be feeling, you know. Maybe just saying, like, Rob, hook me up with somebody. I want to talk to somebody on the outside, you know? Yes. And I'm in my head, like, you got to be patient with that. You know, you got to be patient. Like, I can hook you up with a girl and find somebody. But at the end of the day, they got to be willing to, you know?
And some guys, they're very, you know, they'll get up on our website. And we, you know, we do our best. We get people added to the site within 48 hours. A lot of these companies, they might take weeks or even months to actually add a profile. But a lot of these guys, you know, we'll add them, and a day later, they're like, hey, where's my messages? Who's written me? And I'm like, just what you said, man, sometimes you got to be patient. Now, if you're like a superstar freaking model, you know, 23 years old with a six-pack and gorgeous, maybe you'll get some faster. But for guys like me and you, you know, you got to be patient. It might, you know what I mean? It might take a week. It might take a month. Yeah. But you will
get.
It
might take a year. It might take a year.
Yeah. But just, you know, we get guys like every day calling into Daisy and they're like, hey, what did I get today? And she tells them all the time, you know, you just got to be patient and it will come. Yeah. You know, there's guys that get like hundreds of messages, but then there's guys that get two or three. But a lot of times the ones that just get two or three messages, they're a lot higher quality, you know, pen pals that are writing, and they become deeper relationships than the surface level stuff. So, man, so how long, when did this all start? When was the first time you wrote to someone that wasn't a friend of yours, like somebody you found on a website?
I say a year ago. I've been really incarcerated because my close friend, my childhood friend, like I said, he caught a body, and he's really amazing guy. Like, I talk to him to this day. I'm going to go visit him soon. We keep in touch. I make him laugh. We have fun. An amazing thing that really got me open into it, because he's just so positive behind the walls. You know, he always encouraged me. Happy Saturday. Happy something. Like, he called me behind the walls. And then he ended up leaving to a different facility. And he introduced me to another pen pal that he left, because, you know, after he leave, it was a close guy that he was friends with there. And he's like, hey, Rob, keep in touch with him. So he put me, my brother that committed murder, introduced me to another pen pal that he just wanted me to look out for. It was a younger guy that was like 22. He just wanted me to keep an eye on him. So they had two different facilities. So I'm like, dang, this is amazing. My brother is introducing me to different pen pals just to look out for him. He's like my brother doing God's work behind the scene too.
Yeah.
You know, fixing his wrongs and changing his mindset. And just he ended up getting 29 years, you know. And he's going on 2 years that he's been in there. So this recent, this just happened. So all this incarcerated and Thomas P. Behind the Walls is new to me. The book that I read that really enlightened me, the inmates' attention, that book changed my life. And I recommend everybody pay for that book. I believe we're buying everything out here, but that book will change your life. You know, it can help you, it can protect you. And I believe my confidence came when I read that book. It's like, okay, I can understand more. And the book only $8.99. It's cheap, it's fast. I got it on Amazon. So I recommend everybody get to the book, you know, and reach out to this man. And man, I just want to share my positive experiences, but I just want to thank God for running across your podcasters. It feel like it enlightened me. If I would have been in this program, I mean, messing with individuals behind the walls for 5-10 years, I could have got a ticket advantage of, because I love people and I care for people and there's massive manipulators out here. So you got to be aware of that, you know? So if I would have never run across you, I promise on everything I love, man, you changed my life, and I thank God for you, man. I'm gonna continue to pray for you, man. That's why I came up on here, just to get a different outlook on inmates. Then I got a social media, Facebook, and I see people that just on GTL, you know, getting out, they post a picture and everybody in the comments talking about the person of their pictures or whatever they wrote. It's like it's hateful, man, and everybody get a different experience with this, and I'm just so thankful.
I think what you're doing so well and in such a smart way is, you know, people think, oh, it has to be about romance or all that. It really doesn't. And the real benefit of this is the friendship aspect. And so many guys, they're writing to people, hey, you're so beautiful, I want to marry you, you know, you have sexy feet, whatever, you know, and it's like, that's not, you know, these girls, they're seeing that every day and they're like, this guy's a creep, this guy's a pervert. But if you can just be somebody's friend, and it doesn't matter if it's a guy or girl, it's not about
and gender.
And that's really, you know, long term, especially you're talking someone down 29 years or something. I mean, you're going to want somebody in your corner. You know what I mean? That's there for you as a friend.
Yes.
So
I agree. Everything.
Hey, have you had people tried to manipulate you from people on our website?
Honestly, my experience has been very blessed. That's why I'm so thankful, man. Like I get straight to my attentions when I'm on the phone with the first phone call. I'm telling you, like I read the inmate book and say, telling you not an ATM machine. So if I'm coming through the door and telling you that I'm not, you know, I promise you, I got more confidence because I could come to you. It's like the first encounter with somebody. You tell them up front and they either going to agree with what you want or they're going to move on to the next victim.
Yeah.
So I clear the victim mentality off back. I come through. I'm not an ATM machine. I don't have no money. If you tell somebody you broke already, they can't even get no money because you broke. You know? So even if I'm not or this, you don't know. So I'm thank you. I'm going to thank you for addressing that because I believe so many people on the outside make themselves victims unconsciously. Because how do you go into an inmate inbox or text messages saying, I want to take care of you, look beautiful, you look good, I want to take... No, that ain't right. You know, that's not right. What you think somebody going to prey on? You coming in thirsty, like you don't have no life and you can't get nobody on the outside? This is a victim. You know, so sometimes they add that to their self. And it's not right for somebody to take advantage of somebody like that. But it don't always be the people that's incarcerated take advantage of the outside. Sometimes the outside seek that in an unconscious way. And if it makes sense, you know,
I agree with that.
I want to marry you.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And a lot of guys are just like, you know, a lot of these guys might be married or somebody and they're going to think, I can get this younger girl that'll pay attention. And I mean, maybe they're not getting money from her, but they're getting other things and it's not always in the best mode. So it goes both ways for sure. I love what you said about you're not an ATM machine. And what else do you remember? Anything? Do you remember anything else from that book that stands out? I think it's a great book. I wish more people would buy it.
Yes, I would say one of the things, this red flags, you know, how could really about pay attention to how the inmate trying to keep in touch with you. That play value into this, respecting your time. You know what I mean? Like they don't have to harass you with this phone call. No time getting a connection. A connection do take multiple phone calls and text messages, but this respect, you know, you're not feeling like you obligated or entitled. And they just, you feel, you know, like you said, one of the things, it's like the outside world. You just, it's just something that you feel in your spirit, you know, how the person is and how they coming off, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes, like you said, sometimes people on the outside, they can be taking advantage of you too. So it don't always be this inmate. People just got this name of inmate just taking advantage of. And I just say red flags, you know? One of the things is red flags, paying attention to red flags on the communication. Do they, if you miss a phone call or anything like that, do they feel some type of way or they have understanding?
There's scammers out there that aren't locked up. There's a lot of them. Every day you go on Facebook, there's scams. Yes. Everywhere you go, there's scams. Yes. And so to just say, you know, inmates are all pieces of garbage because all they want to do is take your money. It's not the truth.
Not at all.
You mentioned in your call to us, you left us a message last week about you feel like in a way you're doing God's work through what you're doing. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Yes, I really want to get on that path, because first, when I tell inmates anything, or even my brother to this day that I know them since I was 15 plus years, you know, mm-hmm. I tell them like this. I say, I'm only helping you and things like that for God, you know, so you can't manipulate and take advantage of somebody that's doing it for God. You know, you don't owe me anything. I just want somebody to be there for me, you know, in my time of need. And another thing that I got to bring, what really got me passionate about this, because I'm very passionate about helping inmates, and I never stop. And I'm so proud of you that you're on that journey. But I had a friend of mine that committed suicide in jail. You know, that's something that I left out that's very important to me. He ended up hanging himself at 23 years old, going on 2 years, you know. And when he killed himself, I didn't even know he was in jail. He killed himself before his sentence. You know, he didn't even get a chance to know how much time he was going to get. This is his first time in jail, stole a car. Don't know why he stole a car, but that ain't for me to decide.
Yeah.
But stole a car, got into a speed chase, and then killed himself. So that hit home, you know. I thought, I got the call, you know, he killed himself in jail. I'm like, I didn't even know he was in jail, you know. So that was a healing process for me. So I just look at it as God started placing different individuals in jail that I deeply love to just be there for and to get a better connection, because if that never would have happened, I would just, you know, be judgmental or not knowing that they really suffering or things happening behind the walls. And sometimes you just take a listener, you know, you don't got to always give advice. Sometimes people just want to feel heard. And most of your podcasts, they just want to feel heard. They want to feel like nobody forgot about them, man. You're doing an amazing job. And I listen to so many of them. And they human. That's the part that we don't understand. We all make mistakes. Imagine if you made a mistake and you had to get judged for 20 years, 30 years, or a life sentence or a death row. You know, like, that's not right for no one, you know? And I get them an open space, and they love me, man. I have so much fun. Like, I haven't sent no money out to the pen pals. I'm telling them I don't have anything. I'm telling them, because what you going to do? You're not going to call me? Okay, I'm going to find somebody that want to talk, you know, with a sincere heart. I don't have to give you no money to have a connection, you know? So if I tell you from the go, I'm not getting, I don't have any money, you know? You don't have to respect that. You're going to be like, oh, this guy, I can't even pray on him.
If I was there in the prison and I was looking for some fun people to talk to, I mean, you'd be at the top of the list, Robert, because I can tell you're a good, you're a hell of a, I mean, you're a good talker, my friend. You know,
I'm so happy. That's where I work at too.
You know what? You know what? Because you got like.
I'm so happy. I love you. They love me in there. I promise you, they love me in there.
No, listen to this though. Like you get people that might call, and you probably got some, and you get connected, and wow. Oh, he's getting excited now.
I have so much. I'm just like, I'm so happy to talk to you. This is a dream come true, man. I promise this is a dream come true, man. When I first heard you call me earlier, I said, people are like, what you doing? I'm like, y'all don't have nothing to do with this. This is something important going on right now. I'm so happy, man, because you doing something that in my passion I wish I could do, but I'm doing it in different form. You know, you just have more of a bigger podcast and things going on. I'm so proud of you, man, but it's a dream come true, man, to do what you're doing, man, and to get the experience. You know, the experience, man. God, everything that happened in your life shaped you into who you are now. Because if you didn't have to do no time, you wouldn't understand inmates behind the wall. You know, then you met your wife, and I'm so happy about you meeting your wife and being sincere and stopping the pen pal groups and putting on, you know, like all that. And I listen to everything that you got going on. I'm so proud of you. And I'm so thankful because I know God is part of my plan right now, what he got going on. Because the females, look, this is how beautiful it is. The females told me, like, I got on there talking to them, and I thank God for that. They tell me that different guys trying to send them money. So they putting me on game. They're not trying to take advantage of them. Like, there's some creeps on here, Rob. We happy that we can talk to you. It's some guy that trying to send us $200. I'm not, look, they said, look, watch this. They telling me about this, not asking me for money. They telling me about other people trying to send them money, man. I'm blessed.
Yeah.
I'm blessed on here. My experience is different.
My experience
is different. I thank God for that.
Yeah. You're real. You're a real person, man. You know, these guys, they're trying to... They're trying to play like there's somebody important. They're trying to, they call in and they're probably 65 years old and they're like, hey, baby, I'm 32 and I'm rich. I've got a couple Escalades in the garage and, you know, yeah, I'll send you $100, but I want some nudes. I want some sexy pictures. And, you know, it's like, come on. They're just creepy guys. So it's good to have. And I don't know if you know Brianna, but we interviewed Brianna. She's in Nevada from our Thanksgiving episode. It was a pretty funny. She was fun to talk to, but it was just a lot of like, unfortunately, most of the guys are so perverted that message me. And I was like, well, I'll try to find you some normal ones, Brianna.
Yes. I talked to her, man. She was good. She's good.
Yeah, she's
a real person, man. She's the one that looked out for me. She was one of the first females I talked to on a podcast because I'm gonna tell you the truth. When she called me, I didn't know what female that reached out, because I reached out to multiple of them, but she was the first one, and it was so funny that we were laughing so hard because she thought I was someone else on the phone while she was having her pen pals. I thought she was someone else, so we both laughing. It's like a joke that near her. Yeah, we like, is you this? And I'm like, no, is this? I'm like, did you get the letter that I got you? She's like, I didn't get you no letter. I'm like, we laughing so hard. And she's like, man, you were so funny. So if we made him out of it, then we both thought we were talking to somebody else. But it's pen pals. It's the first group. We don't know you yet. You don't know me. Yeah. So I didn't know who reached out yet. So it was funny. We made him out of it. And then she told me, she's like, baby, be careful. You know, people can take advantage of you. Yeah. And she never reached back out to me and talked, like, trying to get any money from me. She told me that. We haven't probably talked in 2 or 3 months. She haven't harassed me. She just planted the seed. Just to told me, be careful. It's women out here that'll take your money in here. She was laughing because she's like, be careful. Yeah. And she went on with her journey. You know what I mean? Never take me back. She take me on holidays. Like, hey, just happy holiday, Rob. You know, something positive. But she don't try to take advantage. She put me on. I feel like she put me on game. I just planted the seed. Like, God placed her in my life. Is she, after that, I said, what?
How many inmates do you think you've talked to on the phone in the year you've been doing this?
4 or 5, no more than that.
Okay. And then do you normally do mostly phone calls now, or do any of them write like snail mail letters, or are you doing any of the messaging services, or what's the normal way you guys connect?
I do the messaging. I do JPay. I got everything. I'm meeting some beautiful people on here, man.
You ever try that Getting Out app? That thing frustrates the hell out of me, man. I just want to, like, if I were a violent person, I would take that app and I would smack that app, but then I would break my phone.
Nah, I'm on there too.
I hate that app. I'll type like a super long message and take like an hour, then it just erases it, and it's like, what? Where'd my message go? It's the worst. But JPay is great. I love JPay. I love CoreLinks.
Nah, I love JPay. JPay the best one because it got the videos, the audio, the Snapchat. Like it's like real life. It's so much fun on there. I have so much fun on JPay. JPay is like fun to keep in contact. You know, it's like accurate. It's consistent. You know, you can trust it a little more than all the other ones. You know, it's like janky, you know?
Yeah, you get some of the others, and it's, man, there was one that they used to use in Illinois. What was that called? Connect Network. That thing was horrible.
And yeah, but my family's been very nice, man. Then with the mans, they've been very nice too. Like, I reached out to 2 different mans that's pen pals as well, and I just come on to them and tell them, like, hey, I'm just going to be a brother. You know what I mean? I'm like, we don't got to meet when you get out, nothing like that, because that's your intention. That's your fairy tale that you're telling yourself. You're only going to betray yourself. So if you come through the door just knowing you're going out of love and you serve your purpose just by letting them beg to have somebody talk to, you've done it. Everything else is a bonus, you know? If you guys get lunch when you go out and things like that, it's more to the story when they get out. They got on probation. They can't go across the state. You know, so it's so much more. So people don't really think before they end up having a relationship and things like that. Just have fun, make laughing, you know, have deep conversations. Like, things like that add value to your life, you know, and I believe the most important knowledge comes from people that are behind the walls, you know, because they got time to really think, you know, and think about life and their choices and their actions and really discover what life really about. I believe on the outside, we so busy just with work, people so busy working, they haven't read a book. They may don't probably have a job yet, so they probably read 20, 30 books. Why you out here trying to chase a check every week? You know,
some of the guys that were on the inside with me, this was a while back, but man, these were the smartest, most creative guys I've ever met, you know, and I always thought if these guys could be on the streets with, you know, just a little bit of resources, they'd be all millionaires. You know, one of the guys told me back in like 2009 to buy Bitcoin, I'd be like a multi-billionaire had I listened to that. And these are smart guys, you know, and they're not all just saying,
give me all of your money.
That's not how they all do it.
You is funny too, man. I like your personality too, man. I was imagining, like, man, I'm so happy. Thank you for just giving me the time of the day to talk to me, man. This is amazing, man.
I reached out.
I'm like, I don't know if you really gonna reach out.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Cause you know, we're talking to the inmates all the time, but it's so nice to talk to, somebody that actually uses our website and has met people and can share their experience, because I think that's value. If people hear your story, I always hope they'll be more likely to, you know, there's always those people, they kind of want to start, but they're a little bit nervous or whatever. So just hearing your story, I think will help them give it a try and realize it can be really good for society.
You know, everybody in the world that's having difficult times, having suicidal thoughts, I hope whoever hit us that they, you know, get a leap of faith to just knowing that you can reach out to inmates and knowing that it's still good people. There's no, you got to come with confidence, you know, come with confidence when you address them, because you are the boss. You know, you got to remember you're the boss. So if you come in the room demanding stuff, that's how it's going to go. You know, you come in demanding, you know, in a respectful way, like, hey, I'm just here to support system. I got bills. I'm taking care of my own. I don't have no money. You know, like, come here like you. You telling somebody up front, I want to be here for you emotional-wise. You know, I got bills, things to take care of, but I could probably put some money on the phone now and then to talk to you, or you just check in every week. Or, you know, things like that, man. It's all about you. So I just want to shout out your podcast and just let – he's doing amazing work. He's doing God's work, man, and he's a blessing to this world. He's a blessing to the inmates that, you know, able to get on a page and have different people reach out to him. He's a blessing that he put us on game about manipulators and how they take advantage of us. There's so much knowledge and things on his website that you know that this is a certain man. You can't see it. Ain't like you putting us on there like just talking to inmates and they all good. He tell you different ways that inmates take advantage. And thank you, God. I seen that guy that got took advantage for 16 years. You know, 16 years he was giving out money to, you know, mans and things like that. You see, I seen that, man. That was heartbroken. And it gave me so much. It made me joyful because his testimony of what he had to go through saved so many others. And that's what it's about. It's about going through things and able to protect the next person from going through it.
Yeah, are you talking about Andrew from about a year ago?
Yeah, 15 years, and that was
so sad. Yeah. That was such a sad story, and it was sad that he even recognized what was going on, but he kept doing it. You know, that was the worst part for me.
It showed me like mental illness on the outside as well, man. We all sick in the head. Sometimes it just don't be the ones that sick in the walls out here as well, man. So we got to be mindful of that, just mental health, you know, mental health, and check in on people on a regular basis, even the people in the walls or behind the walls, man. It just take a second to just hear somebody out, man. And I just want to say thank you.
Rob in Illinois, it's been a pleasure, man. Have a great weekend.
And I love you so much, man. And thank you so much.
We love you too, my friend. Thanks for sharing your story with us on the Prison Pen Pal podcast.
You are the best. You are the best, man.
It's lockdown time for Big Steve, but he'll be back soon with another edition of the penpals.buzz Prison Pen Pal podcast. To be a guest on our show, email podcast@penpals.buzz or call 888-2-PENPAL. Penpals.buzz is a division of SnapTura Inmate Services.